change. Rob Byrne, SAFM Traffic.
Mediated conversation on SAFM.
9 minutes to nine, your mediated conversation ahead of tonight's State of the Nation address continues. Anne Bernstein's the Executive Director of the Centre for Development and Enterprise. Anne, good morning. Thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
We've had major promises of infrastructure development over the years at State of the Nation addresses. Are those projects delivering, or maybe I should put it differently, are those projects being delivered?
Well, I was shocked last year in October when CDE was able to organize a workshop with the leading investors in the private sector and the most senior people in government working on infrastructure. And the truth is that no significant government-led infrastructure project has been initiated since 2018. The private sector is ready and willing to invest, but no projects are coming to market. So when tonight or any other time you are told that there are hundreds of projects about to be launched, you shouldn't believe this. According to the most senior person in the government working on infrastructure, Dr. Ramakgopa, he says that 272 projects have been pitched, that his unit in the presidency is focusing on 76, of which 50 have been developed but are not yet ready to be implemented. In his view, this will take a long time.
Why? So what is the holdup?
To be stuck. Well, the holdup is I don't think there's any sense of urgency. I don't think there's a real understanding of what the private sector needs in order to risk investment. There are regulations that have to be changed, but this seems to maybe it will be done by the middle of this year, but the Treasury didn't seem to be 100% sure of that. So these are institutional issues. I just don't think there's a understanding of how to get things done and how to get them done quickly or what the private sector actually needs. On the other hand, I think the private sector has not been as clear and sharp as they need to be in order to communicate exactly what they need in order to invest. You're not going to invest in a lawless community or in a situation where the rule of law doesn't apply. Just think for a moment. We have existing infrastructure that's being destroyed. Think about Richards Bay, the problems that the big company there has been having, and sort of, you know, executives shot along the road. Think about July last year, and not one senior instigator of that has been charged, never mind put in jail. And you've got a situation where we have to get law and order under control and the rule of law reestablished. The government seems to confuse what they call construction mafias. These are crooks who come along and threaten to destroy your project or anything you build unless you give them jobs, money, or whatever they want. Otherwise, they'll vandalize infrastructure and your project. Now, you can't pretend that is community development, and there seems to be some confusion about that. These are criminals, and they should experience the full force of the law. That is a very different thing from community development or the benefits that would arise for many, many, many people if we allowed the infrastructure in our ports to be improved or our roads or our rail or, of course, power much more than we are doing.
I mean, from what you're suggesting, if I get this right, I mean, there is actually an economic cost to a lack of, don't always use this phrase, law and order, and there is major economic benefit to simply protecting people's lives and protecting infrastructure. If you stop doing that, you're going to suffer a massive economic cost, and in a way, that's what's happening.
Exactly. I mean, there have been studies, the Economist did a big study, as a big centre in the UK did, focused on the rule of law as to the importance of investors for having, you know, I agree with you, I don't like the word law and order, but actually dealing with criminals in a fair and just way, but we're not doing that. So, you know, all these, the environment for investment is absolutely critical, and you can't just keep talking about infrastructure when we don't have the money in the state, and the private sector is ready to invest. But you know, we can't keep waiting forever. So one of the most senior investors at our workshop said that there was already a strong concern among investors, local and international, about the country's credibility and capacity to set up fast-track projects for private investment. And in his view, without speedy action, investors will just lose interest and they will move elsewhere.
Is it important to have some examples of projects that work? If we get one or two up and running, we'll learn lessons, there'll be symbols of what can be done, things will change from there.
Absolutely. That's what the private sector is saying. They're saying, give us four or five projects, big ones, bold ones, which we can work on together, we can actually make them happen, and that would be the most powerful signal of all, that things are turning in South Africa and that we're starting to move in the right direction. And they might not be perfect, but we will all, the public-private partnerships will learn by doing. And that's what I think everyone should focus on now. Four to five projects that are really significant. The ports are urgent. We can all pick our priorities, but it shouldn't be hard to actually get it done. And the government has to accept its own limitations. The state is weak. It's riddled with corruption. There are pockets of some expertise and excellence. And one of the other positive ideas that came out of our workshop was that you could set up one center of excellence in the state, pulling together the people who really know what they're doing and with a clear mission to get going on four to five projects.
Okay. It also shows you what happens if you get certain things right. If the railways work, the citrus growers who are exporting tons of oranges and lemons would be able to use the railways to get that citrus product, to get the fruit to our ports, and they would be able to sell more of it, and they would employ more people. And that's before I even talk about getting electricity correct.
Absolutely. That's the key focus. We've got to get the logistics right to enable our pretty dynamic private sector to get to market as quickly and effectively as possible. And that takes you to not just infrastructure, but surely it's time that we sorted out the state-owned enterprises that at the moment just drain money and are not working and say, you know, what do we need? What should be done by the market? What should be done by the state if they have the capacity? But most of this should just be moved out into the private sector as quickly as possible, because that's the only place we have real capacity in the society. Not that they're perfect, but they can get things done.
Do you expect any change tonight? Do you expect the president to announce any change? Do you expect any change, let me call it this way, in the year 2022?
Well, I have no sight of what the president's going to say tonight. I can only tell you what I think needs to be done, and I am not very optimistic. I think he has to signal boldly to a country that is desperate for hope and where many people are only sensing a feeling of decline, and is anyone in charge here, that he has to signal boldly that he's going to, he recognizes the terrible situation South Africa is in, and that he has the right diagnosis and he's prepared to act in the national interest and not continually focus on how to keep his warring party together. That is what is holding the country back. He has to act. He has to understand how you act and bring in the private sector as much as possible.
Anne Bernstein, thank you very much indeed. Executive Director at the Center for Development and Enterprise. I really appreciate the time. Dr. Lumkile Mondi is a senior lecturer at the Department of Economics and Business Sciences at Wits University. And starting us off today, Professor Stephen Friedman at the Center for the Study of Democracy at the University of Johannesburg. You'll hear the speech tonight from 7 o'clock. Yeah, we will, of course, be with you tomorrow from Stanza Mdu, Zelma Joey, myself. Have a nice Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.